This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny yesterday released a recording of a phone call that he made to an alleged state security operative, identified by media outlets as a member of a team that has reportedly trailed the politician for years, who revealed some details of how Mr. Navalny was poisoned. Last week, the investigative group Bellingcat released a report alleging that operatives from the FSB, Russia's domestic security agency, which is also a top KGB successor, were in the vicinity of Navalny in the time range during which he was poisoned. Navalny, who is currently convalescing in Germany, posted a video on his YouTube channel on Monday morning showing him speaking on the phone with one of the alleged operatives. Mr. Navalny was nominated for the 2020 Nobel Peace Prize this year. We're finding out a lot more about that massive electronic breach of U.S. government agencies, which is being blamed on Russia. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Democratic Senator and Finance Committee member Ron Wyden, who was briefed on the matter by the IRS and the Treasury, released a statement saying dozens of email accounts at the department, including some of its highest-ranking officials, had their systems compromised. And while Wyden says there's no indication taxpayer data was swiped, the hack, in his words, appears to be significant. Wyden says the breach even seems to involve the theft of encryption keys. The senator also says Treasury still doesn't know all of the actions taken by hackers or precisely what information was stolen. I'm Julie Walker.
Asian markets sustained another day of significant losses Tuesday due to rising worries over a new and highly infectious new variant of COVID-19 that prompted dozens of countries to suspend all travel from Britain. This is